Welcome everybody. Today we are going to talk about events and the hospitality industry. Events form a major part of the hospitality industry. So let us first start by defining events. Events, by the broadest definition, encompasses anything that attracts an audience by appealing to specific tastes and desires. Events can be small, can be big, can be like a office outing, can be large like a music festival, a Super Bowl, IPL. They're all events. Even Olympics is an event. Or they can be one-off, they can be annual, they can be a perennial happening each year. Or they can happen every 4 years, like the World Cup in cricket, or the Olympics, or the World Cup in football. The events, one-off events, can be a wedding. An annual event can be the New Year's Eve function. It takes a great deal of preparation to stage an event. For it to be successful, the organizer has to have vision, has to have skills, has to be organized, has to concentrate on marketing the event, financial aspect of the event. How is it going to operate? And obviously the legal aspect of the event. You can't have an event which is illegal. Getting good sponsorship for an event, for example, a New Year event in a hotel, it's a very big help. What does a sponsorship do? Sponsorship provides not only money, it provides money or in kind in hotels also sometimes. So you get a sponsorship from a liquor brand, so they'll provide you the liquor free. So that, when you sell that liquor, you're making profit. So it's giving you sponsorship. It's providing you money, in other words. It gives a recognition to the sponsor. It gives you an association, and it allows you to promote because even the sponsor is willing to promote it with his own brand. Sponsors get, they expect something in return. They expect promotion from your side. They expect they expect you to sell more of their products. So you have to give them something tangible, which will help them cooperate even more. Every year there are festivals, there are events of all kinds, all across. And most of them, in fact, mostly all of them receive sponsorship. Because it's very costly to stage an event. And when you, as a hotel, when you stage it with a sponsor, then you have a backing of a corporate office who's willing to sell his product to the event. Event management requires special skills. special skills in marketing and sales, which helps in attracting business in the first place. What I mean by saying that, your marketing of your normal hotel marketing and your marketing of an event are two different things. When you market your hotel, you're going to travel agents, you're going to corporates, and you're selling your hotel. When you're marketing an event, you're selling it mainly, let's say New Year's Eve event, which is an annual event in most hotels. So you're selling it to individuals. You may be selling it through the corporate route, through individuals. You're selling packages. So it's a different kind of skill which you require. You have to plan your event perfectly. If you don't plan your event perfectly, it's going to go wrong. And no one wants, whoever is paid to enter or join you in your event, like I said, New Year's Eve, they don't want to have a bad bad experience. You have to organize your event. You have to have a key staff. Everybody has to be on the top of his game. You have to plan your financials. You have to budget for the event. How much are you going to spend? How much are you going to make? You have to plan your human resources. You have to motivate people to work for longer periods of hours and work stronger. And you have to have a lot of patience. Cold blood focuses on special events such as unique moments in time, celebrated with ceremonies and rituals to satisfy specific needs. Definition of a special event: a one-time or an infrequent event of limited duration, which provides the consumer with a leisure and a social opportunity beyond everyday experience. Such events which attract or have the potential to attract tourists are often held to raise the profile, image, or awareness of a region. Mainly, such events are done by tourism departments, where these are one-off, one-time events, or by governments. Special events are unique in its nature. What they land up doing is looking at things in the macro sense. So if a tourism department is doing it, it's not only promoting the destinations around the hospitality, the hotel into hotel where they're organizing the event, but it is also promoting your arts and crafts. So it gives a boost to the local businesses and community. Hospitality hotels normally have the infrastructure in place. They have the infrastructure, they have the banquet halls, they have the catering facilities, they have the rooms and the accommodations, they have everything place to stage an event. I mean, there are hotels offer all kinds of events to private and corporate corporates. They all offer assistance in sporting events, cultural events, then luxury rallies to luxury trains, excursions to the best corporate events. You'll see hospitality is a part of all events. There has to be a wealth of expertise in arranging these events. Conference rallies, private film screenings, product launches, meetings, and corporate dinners. So, I mean, there are companies which specialize in doing event management. UBM, Wizcraft are some of them. The essence of a special event: the identification of the W's and the H's. The who's, the what's, the when's, the where's, and the why's. Then comes the question of the how's. These are key questions faced by any planner. Once you know what your event is going to be, you have to analyze the facilities. You analyze the property so that it can host the special event for its strengths, weaknesses. This is a very important aspect. Factors which you look at: what is the space requirement for your event? Is that space available? Is on the dates which you require it for your event. Do you require any auxiliary equipments? Will it fit into that space? Is the capacity of the space which you are looking at what you require, or is it small, or is it even bigger? What are the existing resources which are available? And what kind of human resources are there to support your event? Then when you assess the property, you have to assess the property: who are the guests in the hotel, who stays in the hotel, can they be a part of your event, what is the target audience of your hotel, target market segment of your hotel, which focuses on, what factors would affect the interest in the special event, are the guests who are there in the hotel, who frequent this particular hotel, are the guests relative to your event, or the unnecessary to your event? That's how you assess a property. What are the products which the special event would generate? Where will you stage the event? When will you stage the event? Who will be the end user of the special event products? What is the actual demand for the product vis-a-vis or the service? What factors were kept in mind when a decision was made to hold a special event And why does this hotel want to be in the wind? The development of special events, key one. You have to always look at an event as a challenge which has a great potential. You have to communicate and conquer. You have to let people know what you're doing and why you're doing it. How it serves the needs of your market. You have to involve your guests and your employees. Get everyone involved and keep them involved so that the event is successful. You have to market your event, reach out to people, reach out to guests, know your captive audience, know the audience you need to reach out to. Emphasize choice, service, quality and value. Seek publicity and promote the event. Everyone likes to hear a success story. Everyone loves an event too. Benefits a hotel gains from hosting an event are multifold. First, to get new equipment whenever required. So that helps them and build their own product and services. Ability to show off their products. Add variety of current products offering. Creates added value to the brand, the hotel. Fills the gap between the activities or operations. Gives public relations. Allows public relations. Allows people who have not used your hotel premises to come and see your hotel premises. So you enhance your image, you enhance your prestige. So when it comes to event, it's divided into two broad categories. Informal and personal events, birthdays, parties, marriages, kitty parties, etc., etc., etc. Formal and official events, product launches, road shows, conferences, seminars, national and international programs, HR related activities. So they're broadly divided into four various categories. Leisure events, cultural events, ceremonial, folklore, heritage, personal events, and organizational events. Leisure events, sporting activities. I mean, there are lots of sporting activities right from school onwards. Events are organized to state levels, to national levels, to international levels, in different forms in terms of sporting activities. National, international levels, you know, those come with different challenges. School levels and school level and intra-school levels come with different challenges. So those are, you know, examples. Musical events, you have a celebrity coming to sing, you have so-and-so and they come doing a show. You have somebody else doing a show. So those are kinds of events which you do. Then you have tourism festival, cultural or religious. You know, lots of examples of these going around everywhere. You have the Kumbh Mela, which is a tourism festival, which happens across the region. You have different kinds of tourism festivals which happen everywhere. So each state has its own tourism festival which it promotes, and that festival becomes a part. You become a part of that particular event. Then your personal events, weddings, they require a lot of planning. Especially in India, you have a lot of planning which is done. The guest list which are made. There's a lot of money spent. Destination weddings have become very very famous in India. So destinations which are famous today, in entire Rajasthan, especially Udaipur and Nagaur, then you have Goa, you have a lot of these destinations, and where destination weddings become an entire event in itself. So it becomes a four-day event where guests come and stay in one place and you organize everything for them. So they become themed, they become special occasions. And usually event managers, event planners are involved, wedding planners are involved. This is a very specialized area, destination weddings. Then you get these charitable events where fundraisers are raised. You know, charities need to be funded. So they have fundraisers where they call a lot of celebrities and call a lot of people. So there's usually entertainment and things like that. I mean, Donald Trump just did a charitable dinner for raising funds for his campaign, where he sold tickets for $2,000 each. So these are events. And tourism events. Goan Carnival, food festivals which happen, Dubai Shopping Festival, these are all tourism events. The Desert Festival in Jaisalmer, etc. I mean, they can go on and on. Tourism events happen every year. Some are yearly events, some are one-off events, but they happen every year. The development of special events should address people, products, equipments, money, time, and procedures. Based on these resources, ideas for special events can be generated from many sources, such as guests can come and tell you, why don't we do this? Employees, suppliers, and advertisers. So basically anyone you get in touch with can come up with ideas. But a successful event must appeal to all. So themes for special events. There are athletics trails, which have broad appeal, history revised or recreated, comedy, you have health and wellness, and conservation, entertainment, charity, involvement activities, culture, current events. You can make themes out of issues, politics is, I mean, we live in a society where politics is an event every day now. Planning is an essential ingredient for any event. Short-term success and for the long-term success. So you have to have proper planning. You have to get down to the minutest of details. Every event has a long-lasting value if it has to be successful. So when an event is scheduled, it is normally in hospitality, if they are doing an event which is on, not the New Year's event, but any other event they're trying to schedule it, it is normally, they try and do it in the off-season. So it builds revenue in a slow time. And it allows you even more time and allows you to concentrate even more on one particular aspect. You have to weigh the cost and benefit analysis for anything which you plan before you get into an event. What is my cost? How much am I going to benefit? Will the hotel be consumed by the event? Or am I ignoring something to do this event? All that you have to take into consideration before you agree on doing an event. And every event should have an impact. Could include improvements in your property, environment, ecological issues. So an event should have an impact on your property. Then what are the decisions you require to make before an event? There are lots of decisions before an event. What will the stage look like if it's a musical event? What will be the colors be? What will be the uniforms? Will I have special uniforms for this event or not? Will it be the same uniforms which I'm using? Then what is the kind of information I require? What is the event? Am I doing it as a theme? What is the feedback do I require? What? How is that information going to benefit me and benefit my customers? What is the long-term effect of it? What information would I need daily, on a daily basis while I'm planning? How will I promote my event through trade reports, special events? What type of data analysis programs would I require to have proper data analysis and monitoring? And what would be the most helpful improvements arrangements to make to be made in the present system concerning the special event. Event implementation process. So first you make a checklist. Then your checklist has to be filled up periodically on time at every point of time, so that you know you are clear that you've covered all your bases. If you're hosting an outdoor event, do you require special permissions? You are required to fill an outdoor request form. So events, for event setup or facility, you have to contact for special setup. You require more tables, chairs. So facilities in charge, you'll have to contact. If there are a lot of people coming in cars, you don't have that much parking, you need to discuss with the RTO, so the traffic police. So who does that in a hotel is the security team. Your audio visual, do you require more or do you already have? Arrange for name tags, arrange for invitations. So there are a lot of things. For food and beverage, what is the venue I'm going to serve? How am I going to serve it? If there is a health issue, what am I going to do? Who's going to be in charge of medical services? I have to notify them. And you complete this checklist. You make the entire checklist and complete it. So your planning is perfect. So now, once you plan the event, what are the marketing tactics? Now you have to name the event appropriately. Once you name your own event only, that's how you market it. You have to create an exciting empire. Yeah, we're doing this event. You create themes around it. Signs and banners. You have to utilize technology. Websites, Instagram, YouTube. Uniforms, like I said earlier also. What is the packaging? How am I going to promote the event? My guest is my resource. I have to utilize my guest. My guests who are already being utilizing me for a long period of time. Do I need a newsletter? How will I do a word of mouth advertising? And how would I utilize my emails or website? Marketing and selling of the events. Nailing down the basics. So first you figure out your purpose and objectives. You pick your date. You pick your venue. Choose the amount of people you require. Settle on a budget. Assemble a team. And then nail down the agenda. Then send out invitations. Then keep track of those who have accepted. Handle what you need to hire out. You need a master of ceremony, so find a master of ceremony. Gather all your equipment, cover your bases, facilities, toilets, bathrooms, everything, car parking spaces, etc., etc., etc. Know who you're dealing with. Special hierarchy for your event. Who's in charge of what section, who's doing what. Know who you're dealing with. Be very familiar with the venue. Make kits for your team. Have constant contact with your team and outside parties, whoever you've involved in that thing. Avoid last minute changes. Last minute changes always creates an issue. Set everything up. Don't try and do everything yourself. You will never be able to achieve anything. Delegate. Be flexible. Take in other people's ideas, thoughts. Keep everyone updated. Any change, anything, everyone should know what is happening. Do your own thing. Congratulate yourself after the event. Clean up and get out. Take care of returns, payments, and thank all parties. See, an event is a very sacred thing. Once an event is completed, it gives a sense of satisfaction, especially when it's successful. So you have to thank the parties. You have to keep them enthusiastic for the next event, because you will have a next event once you successfully do one event. But events also cause problems. So you have to troubleshoot during events. Guests probably sometimes are late. How do you handle them? Guests have sometimes problems. There are sometimes food issues. There are always food issues. Somebody may like this, somebody may not like that. Maybe delay in, from coming from the kitchen. There are children. How do you deal with children? Especially during New Year's, you have intoxicated guests. They tend to become rowdy sometimes. You need to learn how to handle them. And if you're doing an outdoor event, you don't know, gods may just not favor you at that point of time. If it starts raining, what will you do? So you have to know what to troubleshoot for. And you have to have a plan ready for every aspect. So if a rowdy, intoxicated guest is misbehaving with somebody, you may want to throw him out. You may want to have an alternate venue ready in case of rain. So there are a lot of things which you can do. You have to list these out. You've got to plan for these. So there are some tips which I would like to share with you. Have a staging area, a small space, easy access for things. Extra napkins, extra fire extinguishers, first aid kits, in a staging area. It's always better to be safe than sorry. You take care of your guest speakers, especially when they're come flying in the morning and you're doing the event in the evening. They may be jet lagged, they may be mentally drained. They may be tired, so you have to take care of them, their well-being, you have to check on them. Give them all the pampering which you can give anyone. Rejuvenate them. You have to be very nice to your own staff. Your staff, human resources is one of the most important aspects. You have to have that the job descriptions listed. So, and you have to be clear, and the quality of your staff has to be clear. So when you're hiring staff, you have to be very clear on their job descriptions, where you advertise positions, interviewing people for positions in the event team. Interview each one of them. Allocating them work. Training people for positions. Managing performance. Setting levels of pay or monetary rewards, incentives, thanking the team members and recognizing their hard work and excellence. Financial management, this is very, very important. How many people do I need to serve? What is my fixed cost? What is my variable cost? How many additional guests do I require to attend? What is the history of such events? What are the local factors which will affect the number of people coming to my event? What is my competition? Let's take an example of New Year's Eve party. I am spending 10 lakhs on my preparation for the New Year's party. Now, if I am selling a ticket for 5,000 rupees, how many guest covers do I require? How many people do I require to break in? What time am I going to start? What time am I going to end? Now, I require X amount of people. X plus 1 gives me profit. How much profit do I hope to achieve? What are my marketing terms of doing so? What are the local factors? Which is my competition which is going to prevent me from achieving it? How do I one up above them? That's my financial management aspect. What are the economic variables? What is my break-even? How much more equipment do I require? And can we, as a property, take the failure of the event? If I need 1,000 people to come to my event and I'm able to sell only 500, am I able to take the jhatka of 500 people not being there? What is my contingency budgeting in that factor? What is my thought process in that factor? So there is risks to every event. And you have to manage risk. Risk factor is an essential part of any event. Risk management plan identifies all potential risks that may arise from holding an event. Now you make a plan. Like I said before, list out the steps. You do everything possible to mitigate or reduce risk. But you have to identify your risks first. That is a very important aspect. For community events, now, especially it can cause harm to any other person. Like I said, a drunk man may hit another person, causing harm, causing damage to equipment, infrastructure, right, their event site. And if it fails, it is harming my own organization, harming my own event itself. So I have to look at all the risks. Like I said, when it rains in an open air event, that's a risk, the risk factor. So it can, that can harm the future of the event and the event itself. If I have not planned anything, I have not done anything for the risk management, what is the existing risks at the site? Is the site next to a swimming pool? Person can fall down. What are the barriers I need to take? External, what are my external risks which I don't have much control over? Is the site next to moving vehicles where accidents can happen? Anything, like I said, anything can be dangerous. Next to a swimming pool, next to a lake, somebody jumps in, what do you do? So all these things have to be taken into account. So if I am having a carnival, for example, my event is a carnival, so I mean, rides, what is the safety of my rides, how do I ensure safety in case if there is an event, what is my my plan, will the infrastructure hold up, is there any other safety concerns? You have to look at all these things. So in case you need to evacuate the event, and if there is a fire, what do? You need to evacuate the event. If there is anything which comes untold for, you need to evacuate the event. So how do you do it safely, calmly? So your entire fire planning should be there. Are the likely guests at your event at a higher risk of requiring emergency service? Are you holding an event for older people? Are you holding events for disabled people? So depending on what your target audience is and what they are, you need to prepare and plan for all these risks. You have to assess these risks. So what is the process you do? You do your risk assessment. You develop a risk control plan. You make an emergency management plan, like I said. Evacuations, like I said about you need to evacuate, you need to, move to a different location. All that you have to plan in advance. Your traffic management plan. You don't have that much parking space. How do you do your traffic management? Are you going to provide a valet service? Where are they going to park? What is the time lapse between the parking? How are you going to keep the cars safe? What is your waste management plan? Events create a lot of waste. How do you collect waste? Where you put it? Your safety checklist. Are you been following all the checklists which you created? The last part of the management process for any special event should be the evaluation appraisal of the event and its performance. A positive response is a vital aspect of any special event. Guest satisfaction must be there. Because guests associating with the special event promotes your core business. Have you given value to your guests? Has it made your relationship with your guests special even further? guests should be talking about your event for a long period of time. So guest satisfaction is the most important aspect. And evaluating a special event is also very important. Once you've done the event, you just can't sit down. I'll give you an example. Now, you've sold your New Year's Eve. I'll take New Year's Eve as an example because that event happens every year. Every hotel does it. So you've sold, let's say, 500 tickets on New Year's Eve. Now, out of these 500, only 100 or 200 may be a regular guest. 300 and maybe either first timers or maybe second timers. Now, have you created value that they come the third time, fourth time, fifth time? That you can only evaluate after the special event is over. So your first feedback and then constant checking with them creates value, creates relationships. That's very important. Then cost-benefit analysis. Have you met your goals and objectives? Goals and objectives. Is the event one which will be beneficial for your hotel or it doesn't suit your hotel property? Not all hotels have, boutique hotels don't have the facility to do these such type of events. And it doesn't suit their hotels either. So, does it harm your hotel or is it giving you added benefit? So all cost-benefit analysis is very important. Now there are other which are flexible events which come up from time to time. You can have a pop-up event, immersive events, interactive events, sustainable events. They are creative ways of you can easily in your hotel one you can have a pop-up food festival. In your lawn you can just have various different food carts everywhere one day. It's a pop-up event. Adds uniqueness, gives a memorable experience to your guests. A lot of other things which you can do. So, in a crux of it, events are a very important place in the hospitality industry. But an event properly done will always give benefit to the hotel. And an event badly done will always screw the hotel up. So, I'd like to end here and I'd like to say thank you very much.